on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. Donal Kavanagh at the news desk. The Taoiseach has told the Dáil that whatever resources are needed to fight COVID-19 at Letterkenny University Hospital will be provided. But he said the key to easing the pressure is widespread adherence to restrictions. The sister of a woman who's in ICU with COVID-19 at Letterkenny University Hospital has made an emotional appeal to the public to adhere to public health advice. The Taoiseach has told the Dáil that he believes offshore wind farms will supersede onshore wind farms in the years ahead. He was addressing the issue of the peat slide at Mean Bog outside Ballybuffet, which happened at the end of last week, and an arrest has been made by police investigating the Birmingham pub bombings. And later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news that's coming up at around 5:15. And all those stories to follow, plus the sport. But we begin with confirmation that there's been 1,000 new outbreaks of COVID-19 nationally in the past week. 10 of the outbreaks are in school settings. With more on that, we will have a special report from Casey O'Riordan.
The majority of the 1,057 new outbreaks are in private homes. 20 are in workplaces, four of which are in the construction sector, and three are in meat processing plants. 9 of the outbreaks are in hospitals, while 7 are in residential institutions. 12 relate to extended families, while 15 are classed as community outbreaks, and 2 are in direct provision centres. Regarding the 10 outbreaks associated with schools, the Health Protection Surveillance Centre says these outbreaks are associated with school children and or school staff. Transmission of COVID-19 within the school has not necessarily been established.
And that report there was from Casey O'Riordan. The Taoiseach has told the Dáil that whatever resources are needed to fight COVID-19 at Letterkenny University Hospital will be provided. But the key to easing the pressure is widespread adherence to restrictions. Micheál Martin was responding to Deputy Padraig McLaughlin, who told the Dáil that 133 staff were off as a result of the pandemic last Friday. And he understands that figure has increased in the past number of days.
Taoiseach, we learnt last night that there are currently 133 staff that are off work at Letterkenny University Hospital. That's as of last Friday. We understand it could be over 150. All non-essential services have been suspended. It is an unprecedented crisis at the hospital. Now, we're talking about a hospital that was running at full capacity over recent years. So that's saying something. Taoiseach, can I appeal to you and the Minister for Health to ensure that every possible additional resource is deployed to the hospital? We're dealing with staff and families of patients every day as public representatives that are appealing to us to help to get additional resources. So I want to appeal to you directly, Taoiseach, to do everything you can. I spoke to Colm Henry, the Chief Clinical Officer of the HSE, twice yesterday, and I'm asking you to get in behind those calls.
Thank you very much, Deputy Taoiseach.
I think both cases illustrate the damage that COVID-19 can do, and that's why we have restrictions, and it's worth reflecting on the impact that COVID can have on hospital services. Hospitals have had to postpone non-essential services because of the spread of COVID amongst hospital staff. That's unfortunately a reality. And to say that we'll do everything we possibly can to provide every resource we can to Letterkenny, be on no doubt about that. Anything that has to be done will be done, and likewise with any other hospital across the country. But I think it's an important point to make that as we consider the easing of restrictions, they're there for a reason. And when you get very high levels of community transmission of the virus, it does find its way in to hospitals and it finds its way into nursing homes. And that's the context for the restrictions.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking in the Dáil earlier. Well, the sister of a woman who's in ICU with COVID-19 at Letterkenny University Hospital has made an emotional appeal to the public to adhere to public health advice. Donegal woman Lisa, who's in her early 40s, began to feel poorly and experienced symptoms of the virus late last week. She has since tested positive for COVID-19. Her condition is now said to have deteriorated rapidly, with her family told that the next 48 hours are critical. Lisa's sister Amanda spoke on today's 9 till noon.
She is basically fighting for her life on a ventilator in Letterkenny ICU at the minute. So she's very, very sick, very ill at the moment. And She's been on the ventilator since yesterday evening, just before 5, I think, and the doctors have said at that stage that the next 48 hours for her are critical. Nothing has been working for her, so, I mean, the decision was made yesterday that she needed to be put on a ventilator, and I think it really is literally her last option at the minute, and that the next 48 hours for her are critical. She is asthmatic, and she has a mild form of lupus, and I suppose with her asthma and that, it doesn't really help her situation. I suppose she has a bit more of a fight because of that. I think, the other side of, you know, this whole coronavirus and is that, you know, people can't be with their family members when they're going through this. You know, none of us have seen Lisa, and, you know, she's in the hospital on her own since Friday. I know she's getting great support from the doctors and nurses, but none of us can be there with her to kind of encourage her, or we can't talk to her at the minute. You know, we can't do any of that. So now the reality is we don't know if we'll ever be able to speak to Lisa again. And that's a very, very scary thought. This is the reality. Like, you know, nobody can be with anybody at the minute to comfort them or to reassure them. And it is very hard. And especially when you can't see Lisa, or we can't talk to her. That is the reality. And I really do just appeal to people to please wear the masks and do the social distancing, follow the guidelines as much as you can, because we don't know how this is going to affect any one of us.
And that was Amanda speaking on today's 9 till noon show. Other news, and a road traffic collision at Maharabeg National School has been cleared. The two-vehicle collision happened shortly after 2:30. The road was closed for a time while emergency services attended the scene. Gardaí have confirmed that there were no injuries and the road has now reopened. The Taoiseach has told the Dáil he believes that offshore wind farms will replace onshore wind farms in the years ahead. Micheál Martin was responding to Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle, who asked when a review of planning legislation relating to wind farms will be completed. Deputy Pringle told the Dáil last week's peat slide close to a wind farm construction site at Mean Bog near Barnesmore Gap has thrown the need for updated guidelines into sharp focus.
Taoiseach, last week saw a catastrophic landslide on a wind farm construction site at Mean Bog in County Donegal. There's quite a lot of footage showing the extent of the environmental disaster and its impact on a sensitive location. It makes for stark viewing, Taoiseach. The potential for a disaster such as this has been well flagged by campaigners due to the inadequacy of the governance of the industry. A narrow review was started by Fine Gael Labour government in 2013, but it still hasn't concluded. Will your government, Taoiseach, commit to a comprehensive review of the outdated 2006 guidelines once and for all, in light of the Mean Bog disaster?
Thank you very much, Taoiseach.
And the matter has been actively investigated by a number of statutory agencies led by Donegal County Council, also involved in the EPA, Irish Water, the Locks Agency, the National Parks and Wildlife Service, as well as the Northern Ireland Environment Agency, having regard to the fact that the development is a transboundary project. And a cross-border multi-agency meeting was held yesterday to coordinate a response to the significant pollution event that is impacting the Moranbeg River, resulting from a bog slide in the townland of Mean Bog, Ballybofey. All the works have been suspended on the site. The more general question that the Deputy raised was the issue of guidelines around wind farms. And that's something that I am anxious to progress. I would say more generally, as a country, if we're committed to phasing out the use of fossil fuels, as is key in our climate change agenda, then we're going to have more wind energy. I think offshore wind energy represents the future, and I think over time...
Time is up, please.
..the potential of wind energy, offshore wind energy, will outstrip onshore wind energy.
And that was the Taoiseach responding in the Dáil to Deputy Thomas Pringle earlier today. There have been 11 further COVID-19 related deaths north of the border, with 518 new cases of coronavirus. It brings the death toll in Northern Ireland to 889. The total number of cases since the start of the pandemic now stands at 48,229. The agricultural section of the North-South Ministerial Council has met for the first time in 4 years. The remote gathering discussed the implications of Brexit on farming and a common approach to COVID-19 in the industry. Both sides also renewed their commitment to help people living and working in rural areas, and particularly in the border regions. Families of the 21 people killed in the Birmingham pub bombings have been reacting to news of an arrest. Counter-terrorism police have been questioning a 65-year-old man who was arrested today in Belfast. A home was also searched as part of that operation. Julie Hambleton lost her then 18-year-old sister Maxine in 1974. She says their search for justice has been worth it.
This is a great day. I know it's only an arrest, and I know it's only at its embryonic stage, but today is evidence of the power of the people.
The National Broadband Plan could be rolled out within 5 to 7 years. National Broadband Ireland says they had some setbacks as a result of COVID-19, but they're on track to potentially accelerate the plan. NBI appeared before the Oireachtas Communications Committee to provide an update on the plan. CEO Peter Hendrick told the committee they believe the project will not face long delays in the long term.
We would have confidence we can start to achieve a five-year programme once we get the entire workforce mobilised. If we look beyond 2022, and as TJ said, every month we're looking at approximately 7,000 to 10,000 homes passed, right? So we're looking to achieve somewhere around between 90 and 120,000 homes per annum.
A Donegal councillor says there are three eyes on the Old Town Bridge in Letterkenny for a reason, and the OPW must honour its commitment to carry out a clean-up operation. Concerns were previously expressed about silt build-up in the third eye of the bridge. However, following studies, it was suggested clearing it is not the answer, as it would build up again quite quickly, while the current volume of silt is not increasing. The issue is to be closely monitored, but local councillor Jerry McMonagall believes the OPW should be doing more.
Mindful of the concerns of residents in that area and people who raised their concerns about the bridge, the silt build-up and just the general untidiness of the river banking. So look, it's over a year now, maybe 18 months ago since we had a public meeting and a number of these issues were raised, and we contacted the OPW, and to date, other than their curious inspection, there didn't seem to be much else done, and that's not good enough.
They have said that though, if they were to clear it out, that the silt would build up again quite quickly. Are you convinced that that would be the case?
I think they're just avoiding doing what needs to be done. We're looking at the River Swilly as a local amenity, one that will help the town and improve the overall ambience of the town, Letterkenny. We have now a number of groups who are interested in doing riverside walks and having boardwalks, and as I say, use the river as amenity. And this sort of dragging the feet by the OPW is not going to help that. I mean, if we are to get the most out of the River Swilly, whether it be for leisure or sporting, i.e. fishing, then it would be important that we maintain the river to a high standard.
Councillor Jerry McMonagall there. It's 12 and a half minutes past 5 o'clock. We're going to take a short break. Sport coming up next.
If you want a better tomorrow, start heading for it today. Lower your emissions and pay less tax than diesel with Toyota's incredible range of self-charging hybrid electric cars. There's contributions of up to €3,000. And now, with a 2% VAT reduction, there's never been a better time to join the thousands of drivers who've made Ireland's best-selling car, a Toyota hybrid. Contact your dealer or explore the range at toyota.ie and start your electric journey today. Toyota, built for a better world. Terms and conditions apply.
Years ago, I used to dread my motor insurance renewal. Then a friend told me about O'Malley Scanlon Insurance in Ballybuffet and Dunloe. They do all the hard work. They contact all the major insurance underwriters and they get the very best possible quote for me. They have saved me a small fortune over the years and they could do the same for you.
When your insurance comes up for renewal, contact O'Malley Scanlon Insurance at their Ballybuffet office on 913 1020 or their Dunloe office on 952206. O'Malley Scanlon is regulated by the Central Bank. You might not ask us at John F. Lowry Financial Services to fix your car, paint your house or bake a cake. But when it comes to pensions, no one does it better. By letting us do what we are good at, we'll give you more time to do what you're good at, knowing that you're saving tax on your hard-earned money today and building a fund for your retirement. At John F. Lowry Financial Services, our business is your financial peace of mind. Talk to one of our pension experts today on 91 24 002 or visit jfl.ie. John F. Lowry and Associates Limited, trading as John F. Lowry Financial Services, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Once upon a time in Bundoran, some big kahuna won €12 million. Maybe a surfer chasing some epic waves. The Lotto jackpot is an estimated €8.5 million. Play responsibly in-store, in-app or at lottery.ie. The National Lottery. It could be you.
At Tesco, we have amazing offers for you this Christmas. Like our Board B approved Tesco Finest Irish Whole and Half Leg of Lamb, now half price. Choose from our many fresh five offers like Tesco Family Pack Onions 1kg or Tesco Limes 4-pack 49 cent each and Tesco Blueberries 150 gram only 99 cent. Or treat yourself with Starburst Fruity Chews 4-pack 180 gram, a range of Hunky Dory Sharing Crisps or My Waddy 1 litre bottles and more, any 5 for 5 euro. Tesco. Every little helps.
Sport on Highland brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michaelmore for Sports and Leisure, the new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
15 minutes past 5 o'clock, we say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with international football. Relegation to League C of the Nations League awaits the Republic of Ireland tonight if they lose to Bulgaria. Callum O'Dowda has added to Stephen Kenny's lengthy absentee list. The Bristol City winger has a dead leg, bringing to the total of 14 players unavailable. The Shamrock Rovers trio of Jack Byrne, Graham Burke and Aaron McAniff have all made the match day 23. Kickoff is at 7.45. Since taking over from Mick McCarthy, Stephen Kenny has overseen 7 games without a victory. Former international goalkeeper Donegal's very own Paddy Bonner says any kind of win is what's required now.
I know he's changed, and listen, we all agree that there has to be probably a change in the way that we play the game slightly, but it has to be a balance. And if he can get that balance right, he's been unfortunate, obviously, of course, with all of the pullouts and injuries and COVID-19 and the way it's affected. But every manager has got the same issue and same problem. What Stephen needs now, whatever way he gets it, with his staff and with the players, is get this one over Bulgaria. If they don't, it'll be a big disappointment.
Northern Ireland must beat Romania tonight to have any chance of avoiding relegation in the competition. After only picking up 1 point so far, manager Ian Barraclough has urged his team to finish the campaign on a high.
They've had to get used to, you know, a different voice, different way of doing things. You know, that doesn't happen overnight. And I've been really pleased with the way that they've gone and performed in training and taken it out onto the pitch. And one big push now to say, put ourselves in a position and give ourselves a chance.
A second outbreak of COVID-19 at Derry City has forced the FAI Cup quarter-final with Sligo Rovers to be postponed. The match was due to take place this coming Friday, but it will now be played on Wednesday week at 7:30 p.m. at the Showgrounds in Sligo. Well, Mo Salah is set to miss the next 3 Liverpool matches. His latest coronavirus swab has returned positive and he remains in isolation in Egypt. Salah originally tested positive last Friday. Ahead of Sunday's Ulster final against Cavan, Donegal will be putting the elements to their plan, constructed to bring a first ever 3-in-a-row Ulster titles to the county, and a place, of course, in the All-Ireland semi-final. Donegal manager Declan Bonner says there are 2 big carrots dangling with victory on Sunday.
It's an Ulster final, and the way the championship's been run this year, with the knockout, there's no back door, so every game has been hugely important. We spoke a number of weeks back about Tyrone and, you know, that this was it, do or die, and we had to get over the line, and we've done that, and we've done the same going into the Armagh game, and we're treating the Cavan game and also find the exact same. This huge opportunity, if you can win the Ulster title, for us it's 3 in a row, but also a place in the last 4, and there's a huge carrot dangling there for whoever wants to take that now, and, you know, our focus turned immediately to the Cavan game. So we work to do, as I said, and it's a huge prize, and as I said, the nature of this year's championship, there's no Super 8, it's straight into it's knockout football, and it's straight into the last 4, and that's the prize and offer, plus the Anglo-Celt, which we've always taken seriously in Donegal and have a reasonable record there in the last number of years. So listen, we have a lot of work to do, and as I said, the lads continue to work hard, both on game day and also on training, you know, training nights.
Donegal manager Declan Bonner. Well, in the Ulster Council press conference ahead of the final this week, Declan said that Donegal captain Michael Murphy doesn't get the proper protection from officials at times, like what was evident in the semi-final win over Armagh. Now, Cavan manager Mickey Graham says it could be the other way about come Sunday.
I'd say it probably the other way around. The other players don't get much protection from Michael Murphy. It's a, you know, big man like that, well able to look after himself, you know. But they look at the Donegal Gaul boys, you know, they're great footballers, but they can also play the game as well, you know. They know exactly what's needed to be done, you know. Michael Murphy is obviously their talesman, their best player, and, you know, a lot goes through him. But no more than Garold McKiernan and other lads for us, you know, all these better players get special attention, and you know, they're well able to handle it. I think the officials, you know, always seem to do a good job, and you know, they have what, two, you have umpires, linesmen, fourth officials, so they're probably trying to distract the attention from other players because they have so many other players, you know, that they can call on. They're just not dependent on Michael Murphy as well, you know. But yeah, look, at as I said, maybe we need protection from Michael Murphy ourselves.
In rugby, head coach Andy Farrell's made four changes to his starting 15 for Saturday's Autumn Nations Cup match against England. Two of the changes are enforced, without half Johnny Sexton and Robbie Henshaw ruled out of the Twickenham clash through injury. Ross Byrne and Bundy Aki come in to replace them. Keith Earl starts on the wing in place of Andrew Conway, who is left out of the matchday squad, but Jacob Stockdale is named in the replacements. CJ Stander replaces Jos van der Flier in the only change to the pack. While in snooker, Fergal O'Brien is the latest Irish player to suffer a second round exit at the Northern Ireland Open. The Dubliner lost 4-1 to Thailand's Chipip Uno. Earlier, Ken Doherty lost 4-3 to Kieran Wilson. Mark Allen is in action later against Robert Mulkins. That's your sport. Back with more tomorrow morning, Donal.
Thank you, watching. Gardaí have reissued an appeal for information about an aggravated burglary and serious assault which happened at a house in Lifford a year ago today. At approximately 25 to 8 on the evening of Monday, November 18th last year, six men entered a home on Conybury Road armed with a number of weapons and a firearm. They assaulted a man, as Michaela Clark now reports.
Gardaí are particularly interested in the movements of the small white van which was observed entering and exiting the Conybury estate in Lifford between 7.30 and 7.40pm that night. Gardaí want to speak to the owner or driver of this van to eliminate it from their inquiries. The make and model of the van is not clear from CCTV footage. However, Gardaí believe it is or is similar to a Citroen Berlingo or Peugeot Partner. The van travelled to Conybury from the Claddagh-Clough-Finn direction and entered the estate at 7.33pm. The van is later observed exiting the estate towards Castlefin. Investigating Gardaí continue to work closely with police in relation to this ongoing investigation. Anyone who recognises this van or is aware of its movements, or anyone who was in the vicinity of the Conybury estate on that night, is asked to come forward. An incident room remains open at Letterkenny Garda Station.
There have been further sharp exchanges in the Dáil this evening over the appointment of Supreme Court Judge Seamus Wolfe. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has again denied there was any political interference in his appointment. With more, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
Further calls today from the opposition for Minister Helen McEntee to come before the Dáil and explain the process around appointing Supreme Court Judge Seamus Wolfe. The suggestion has been that there was political interference to see Justice Wolfe get the job ahead of three sitting judges who also expressed interest in it. That's something, though, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin completely rejects.
It's not verifiably true that there was horse trading involving the position of Attorney General. Not verifiably true. And stop misleading the House in that regard, and deliberately, in my view, creating a story that has no foundation in fact.
Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald, though, believes the Taoiseach is showing a more lax attitude to judicial appointments now than when he was on the opposition benches.
The standards then, Cian Chorla, are the standards now. The Taoiseach's response is incoherent gibberish, and he knows it.
While Seamus Wolfe himself appears to be out of the firing line when it comes to an impeachment motion, Minister Helen McEntee is facing mounting pressure to answer more questions about his appointment in the first place.
And the government,
my vision at the end of that work is that we'll have an app.
And the government finally is planning to develop an app to identify remote working hubs. The hubs will have access to high-speed broadband and give people living in rural areas a space to work instead of having to work from home. They're being designed as a facility for people who move out of cities but need a space to work. Rural Affairs Minister Heather Humphreys says people will be able to find remote working spots through an app.
My vision at the end of that work is that we'll have an app that people will be able to use on their phone, which will mean no matter where they are in the country, they will be able to identify a remote working facility that is available for them to go and work in.
Looking at the weather forecast, and it'll be windy this evening with heavy showers of rain or hail, a risk of some isolated thunderstorms, a risk of some localised and coastal flooding as well. It'll be cold with strong and gusty west to northwest winds hitting gale force in some coastal areas. It'll stay windy with further heavy showers early tonight, some of the showers thundery with a risk of localised and coastal flooding. The showers will gradually become lighter and more isolated, strong and gusty northwest winds easing toward dawn. It'll be cold overnight with lowest temperatures 3 to 6 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow Thursday, mostly dry, cold again to begin with some hazy breezy sunshine during the morning, but cloud will increase in the afternoon with outbreaks of rain in western areas. Highest afternoon temperatures tomorrow, 7 or 8 degrees Celsius in mostly moderate west to southwest winds. And looking at the closing headlines for this evening, the Taoiseach has told the Dáil that whatever resources are needed to fight COVID-19 at Letterkenny University Hospital will be provided. But he said the key to easing the pressure is widespread adherence to restrictions. Micheál Martin was responding to Deputy Padraig McLaughlin, who told the Dáil that 133 staff were off as a result of the pandemic last Friday, and he understands that figure has increased in the past number of days. The sister of a woman who's in ICU with COVID-19 in the hospital, meanwhile, has made an emotional plea to the public to adhere to public health advice. Donegal woman Lisa, who's in her early 40s, began to feel ill and experience symptoms of the virus late last week. She has since tested positive for COVID. Her family say her condition has deteriorated rapidly and they are now extremely worried. That's the news for now. We're back with news headlines again at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday, the 18th of November. The death has taken place of Noel Rodden, 4, Massanas, Creasla. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creasla on Friday at 11 with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are private to family only, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Creasla Day Centre, care of any family member, or James Harkin, Funeral Director. Funeral Mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv/camera/St Michael's Church, Creasla. The death has occurred of Jim Tobin, 8, Ashling Court, Ballybuffet, and formerly of Ballylanders, County Limerick. Funeral leaving his home on Friday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate's Turn Order, interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Clohan Day Centre. Funeral Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stranorer. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, the house and funeral are strictly private to immediate family only, please. The death has taken place of Millie McLaughlin, 47, Castle Park, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St Vincent de Paul, care of Porter Undertakers. Due to HSC and to government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to immediate family only, please. The death has taken place of Seamus Dorian, Ross House, Ross Nakill, Fanad. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there at 11:30 tomorrow morning for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St. Columbus Church, Massmount, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the palliative care team at the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Due to HSC and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only, please. The death has taken place of Oni McManaman, Balnamore, Clohan. His remains are reposing at his niece Breed and Eddie McKelvey's home in Balnamore. Removal from there this evening at 5:30 to arrive at St. Columbkill's Church, Fintown, for 6 o'clock to repose overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 11 with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Due to HSE and to government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only, please. And the death has taken place of Breed O'Donnell, formerly of 5, St. Judan's Terrace, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny. They'll be removed tomorrow evening at 5:30 to St. Judan's Cathedral to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11 with burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Due to HSC and to government guidelines, the funeral is private to family and close friends only, please. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/St Judan's Cathedral, Letterkenny. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Hillcrest House Nursing Home Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member.